Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Joining us on the line is the head baseball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Cole Swenson, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, no problem.
So as we take a look, it has been kind of an adventurous start to your season for your ball club. Definitely for the first few weeks of the season, shorthanded with athletes still competing in spring sports, whether it's track and field and baseball. And the first couple times you've gone out, you've had to face some really good teams in Nevada and Roland Story. And while those games obviously haven't gone the way you wanted to start the season, just so far, what have you seen from this ball club, and what are some areas you feel that this club can really have a chance to improve in over the next couple weeks?
Just trying to get some new faces in the lineup. I mean, we lost six spots last year with that graduating class, so it's just been kind of a growing pain, I guess, so far, just getting new kids in new positions that haven't really seen the varsity field yet. So we're working on it and showing up every day, trying to get better and learn with what we got and where we can go.
And some of the guys you do bring back, some guys that got a lot of playing time a year ago, guys such as Braden Young and Landon Sogard and Andrew Jensen as well. And for those three coming back, how has it been for them? And, you know, obviously they've been, you know, involved in a lot of different sports, especially in the spring. How's it been for them kind of getting back into the baseball season with how long some of their spring seasons went?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of adjustment. I mean, early on, first couple weeks of practice, didn't have them very much with track meets, golf meets, and the practices that they're involved with. But, just looking forward for them to kind of take the leadership role this year. No more, they are the seniors, they are the guys, and we've kind of had that conversation now that it's time for them to take the reins, and we're going to go where they want them to go. And they've been optimistic for the most part, just kind of bringing those younger guys up with them now. There's a lot more to bring up where they're the guys last year kind of in the role player spot, but now they're the leaders and they're kind of adjusting to being that leader.
And you talked about, you know, how young this team is in terms of varsity experience, and some newer faces to the varsity scene include guys such as Sam Quink, Liam Ely, Brody Harris, Garrett Johnson, as well as a Titus Herrick and a Parker Stuck as well, that have really just getting a lot of their first big varsity playing time this year. But what are some things from some of those younger guys that you've seen that has encouraged you about what they could do coming up in the next couple weeks?
Yeah, Garrett Johnson being the freshman, we kind of just threw him into the Wolves. He's played center field, and he's caught a game, and he's in that leadoff spot. So for him, he wanted it. We had the conversation, and he was ready for it. He wants that challenge. And for the rest of the guys, it's just kind of the same thing. Just you're thrown to the Wolves, and you're going to take it pitch by pitch. And we know that there's going to be mistakes at times, but it's how we recover from that mistake or adjust to it is how it's going to go. So, like the rest of them, I mean, we're not dropping our heads yet. We know it's frustrating with our first two games. There's no real easy game on our schedule, mm-hmm. being the smallest. But that's kind of the mentality we're going to ride with. It's everyone's better, and we're going to work to get there, and that's all we can do, pitch by pitch.
And you bring up that schedule, and it's pretty stiff here as we get into the, you know, deep in really into conference play, really getting going. You're at West Marshall tonight. You have a makeup of Grandview Christian coming up tomorrow night. That game was originally supposed to be played back in May, and then a road trip to PCM on Wednesday. Friday, you're home versus Perry, and then you're right back with another four-game week next week with Green County. It was road trips to Green County, Sadell, Ballard, and Nevada all on deck the week following. And just what, you know, with such a tough slate coming up, you know, you talked about how, you know, you go in expecting to, you know, telling your guys that expect to be underdogs, and we're going to play like underdogs, as, you know, game in and game out, and just work harder than the other side. But what is something else you really are looking forward to seeing with this slate coming up for your ball club?
Just accepting the challenge. The biggest thing is kind of cleaning up our defense. We know bats will come. Bats are pretty streaky. But, cleaning up our defense, kind of pitching well, lowering that walk per game or walk per inning is the biggest thing. And, playing solid defense, we know bats will come at some point, getting everybody kind of back in the swing of things and seeing live at-bats off of pitchers that we haven't seen, and we know we're going to get everybody's best shot. But, yeah, just showing up every day. We got a lot of games in the next 3 weeks, but that's baseball.
All right. Thank you, Cole, for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck coming up tonight against West Marshall.
Thanks.
Yep, that was Cole Swenson, the head baseball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here in our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with CGD head coach Ryan Nail after the break on 95.7 FM.